atheists can get married?
I think atheists get married because they want a tax break. I don't see the point in an atheist getting married. Why don't you just live with your partner, okay? Whoever it is that you're dating, you're at the stage you said, I don't know if you live with your boyfriend or whatever it is, why take the next leap? If you're wearing crosses for fun and, you know, well,
I mean, if you're actually asking the question, I mean, because then I would just be pledging the fact that I would want to be with them forever.
You can just be with them forever. So why, what is it that you crave that when you want to get married, what's that next step for you? What does it mean? What's the difference between dating and marriage?
Because it's a commitment.
Is dating not a commitment?
It's a commitment, but it's saying it's solidifying it.
Okay, solidifying what? Because it's
solidifying a bond between two people that love each other.
Okay, but what is solidified? If you can then jump into that next commitment, which is the exact same as dating, and you can sleep with other people, and you can put topless photos on the internet, what are you getting married for? Pictures on Instagram to say you did it?
Do you believe atheists can get married?
I think atheists get married because they want a tax break. I am fascinated by hoes. I'll say it. I'm absolutely fascinated by the way the hoe mind works, the way the hoe hive works. I'm fascinated. I cover it on my show. You are correct. It is trending.
And that's
when Emma gets up and does a video and says something like, you know, it's chic to be divorced before you're 30. It is absolutely fascinating to see how someone's mind can be so warped. You know, in the same way that I think it's fascinating when anybody does anything crazy or says anything crazy, and I cover it on my podcast, you know. I am not knocking it at all. I just tell people what the facts are. You can choose this lifestyle. And here is where you are 99.9% likely to lead in your life, right? You are probably not destined for marriage. You're not probably not destined for a civil relationship. I am fascinated by hoes. I'll say it.
You built this nation. You built this thing.
A president to say what about black people?
African Americans built this nation. You built this thing. You know, you're just starting to get real credit for that, okay? I don't know if you know that. You're just starting to get, you built the nation. We all
listen
built
to
it.
Him.
But you were such a massive part of it. Bigger than you were given credit for. Does that make sense?
If you're a supporter of the channel, much love and respect. And if you...
Okay, I don't know if you know that. You're just starting to get... You built this thing. You know, you're just starting to get real...
A president to say what about black people?
African Americans built this nation. You built this thing. You know, you're just starting to get real credit for that. Okay, I don't know if you know that. You're just starting to get, you built the nation. We all
listen
built
to
it.
Him.
But you were such a massive part of it. Bigger than you were given credit for. Does that make sense?
If you're a supporter of the channel, much love and respect. And if you're one of them haters and I ain't get...
Twice impeached and twice arrested failed former President Donald Trump is now trying to appeal to black voters by...
Have fun, enjoy. Peace.
Welcome to Deshaun Bay's Never Tired Podcast.